This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
Gamers, we're here. We're back.
Gamers.
Dude, we're in the we're in the digital dimension once more.
The amazing digital circus.
It feels
Bam's
so weird.
Pink again. Bam's
oh my god.
Pairs a dinosaur.
Well, I mean, I think I'm fairly pink IRL. Would you not agree?
You're like, I mean, translucent.
Yeah.
You can see through Bam.
This is the last podcast for me that I'll be here. Like, I'm going to be gone. This
background is going to be gone. Wait, really?
Yeah.
Wait, when do you move out, Dan?
Wait, like, you're dying? You're dying.
Oh, my God.
You can leave. But we're not filming a podcast episode for a while. Like, we're, I guess, Rumble Week ones go up, and then we're getting back to podcast. I'm going to be moved out. I'm going to be in a whole new setup. My walls are going to be different.
Mm-hmm.
No, dude. It's going to be
LA.
What? It's going to be boring.
What about the 2009 Angry Birds poster? What's going to happen there? Like, what's going to happen to my favorite 2000? I have the exact same poster, and I think that's hilarious.
I'm going
to
miss this background, but I got some ideas for the new one.
Iconic.
It is iconic.
Are you going to remake it, Dana?
Background? No, I can't paint the walls of an apartment.
Most iconic. Easy.
Wait, see that said most like, iconic background?
Yeah,
Bundas,
I say
like deflated Pikachu.
I think I kind of like Dana.
Probably that's still there.
I think Dana's is iconic, honestly.
Yeah.
It's just because it's like jarring colors, I think, is like the red and the blue, and then, I don't know, but yeah, we'll see.
Oh, guys, you just realized you like Shovel Knight?
Oh, hell yeah. I paid a dude on Fiverr like $200 to make mine.
That was only 200 bucks?
Yeah, he cooked, bro. It was all virtual.
Dude, I made mine in Blender myself.
Let's go.
Like a goat.
Galaxy shader.
Anyway. True. We're back from Rumble Week. Rumble Week, as of recording this, was 2 days ago, right? Right, guys? It was 2 days ago. We just got hit with a 3-week coma.
It's been
memory
a month.
Loss
I just got thing. Back from California. Oh, my God, dude. Oh. We went to In-N-Out 4 times. Listen, okay. Can I talk about In-N-Out real quick? Listen.
Yeah.
First off, the fries suck. And this is, like, I think y'all know that. That's fine. Now, coming from Texas, we have a place called Whataburger, which I think is like S tier. It's like what y'all praise In-N-Out to be. And I won't lie. First time I tried In-N-Out, I was like, Whataburger's better. Second and third time, In-N-Out got better. The burger, like, for some reason, it tasted better. And I'm like, what the hell? What is in here? And then on the fourth burger, I'm like, okay, this is pretty damn good. I still think Whataburger is better. But I respect In-N-Out, bro. For some reason, it gets better every time you eat it. And that's so weird.
Do the chips ever get better? Or are they always bad? Because I felt like the chips we had just...
The chips suck.
Sorry, the fries.
The crisps?
The fries.
Dude, I'm so glad to be back in Canada now. Oh my God, you guys have no idea. I don't know what it was with the food you guys have, but like they put demons in there.
They do.
I don't know.
I'm not even going to lie. C-Dot. I'm going to be 100% honest. I completely forgot you live in Canada. In my brain, you live inside of a Nintendo headquarters.
I mean, I am an industry plant.
That is in my brain. If you zoom out. Behind you is Miyamoto's
office. Guys, look. Look. Wait. Donkey Kong? What?
If you zoom out of the room that C-Dot's in, he's inside the head of Reggie Fils-Aimé, former CEO of Nintendo. He lives in his mind rent free.
A little pocket dimension.
There's a Fils-Aimé.
The new Donkey Kong game, by the way, guys. I must say, it's groundbreaking.
Dude, I'm going bananas for that game.
Dude, have you been playing it, Johnny?
I've been playing it. Dude, it's so good.
Oh my God,
it's so good.
Dude, I have an idea. I have a banger idea.
I didn't expect it to be as good as Mario Odyssey, but It might be even better, honestly.
I have a banger video idea for anyone who wants it.
Mario. Dude, listen. I saw...
Dano, shut up. Your opinion does not matter to literally anyone.
I saw...
True. Me, he likes Galaxy 1 better. You know?
I want to hear Dano's opinion.
Yeah, yeah. Give me your take.
I want to hear.
Say
okay,
why you're
actually,
wrong.
You know what? I take that back. Say why you're wrong. Yeah, yeah. I agree with Johnny.
I saw somebody say...
Yeah,
you saw somebody play. I mean, see, exactly. This is what we're talking about.
Hey, Dano, remember when you couldn't eat a banana on the podcast?
That's Dano, why he hates Dano. Donkey Kong.
Every
That's
time
why.
He gets it, he goes banana. Every
banana.
Time. Every time. And it never gets old.
Overdosing, dude. I swear.
Whoa!
This close.
Don't. No.
C-Dot, I have a banger video idea for you.
See,
you ready?
You guys say you hate me, but then when I say I'm going to kill myself, you're like, no, Dano, don't do it. Wait. Listen, I saw somebody say on Twitter that Donkey Kong, they played it for 8 hours and they loved every second of it, but they couldn't remember a single thing that happened, and so it was the closest thing to Subway Surfers brain rot that they've ever played. And you
so you should love it.
I played it for 4 hours at a car ride to LA, and I don't remember a single thing that happened. I just remember going smashy, smashy, smashy. Oh, okay, I'm continuing. Smashy, smashy, smashy. It's fun, but it is not better than Mario Odyssey. You guys
it
are
sounds
Dano.
Like you remembered Dano. Smashing things. That's pretty fun, dude.
Yeah, that's pretty fun.
It's fun. It's fun, but it's still turning off your brain as opposed to the genius character or level design of Mario Odyssey, all right? I remember every world in Mario Odyssey. I remember all the details. Do you guys think you could draw out a map of any of the Donkey Kong worlds?
Well, no, because down. I broke it all.
Dano, you cannot bring up the word map. You cannot. Bring up any sort of geography.
That's,
you don't even know where France is.
I don't know where Florida is, so that means that I can't talk about a Mario game. What the hell?
Yes,
are
for a
about?
Game,
where are these
Dano,
standards
for a game to have the ability to keep you enamored by just pressing one button a lot, which is what you do. That's absurd. That is a testament to its quality. So if you say Mario, you have
hair and bun
and
play
and then you
geometry
gotta throw
dash
the
and
cap.
All they have to do is clicky clicky clicky.
But Jump Your Dash is peak, bro.
An amazing game.
It's good game.
They put FNAF in it.
Put FNAF in geometry dash.
Have you ever seen that?
You can play you can play a recreation of FNAF in Geometry Dash in the custom levels. Like, it works exactly the same.
It looks exactly
the same, but it's made through the Geometry Dash, like, engine.
Wait.
It's
another guy.
Pear,
what was that fun video idea you had for me?
Oh, yeah,
I've been trying to say that for the past 5 minutes.
See that. So, eating a banana every time you collect a banana.
I'd die.
No,
I die.
You just keep
going. I'd overload on potassium and have a heart attack.
That would go hard, bro.
Dude, I've collected almost 600 of them. I would die. I would die.
No, you get three and five at a time sometimes.
There's a limit to how many bananas you can eat in a day.
I would throw
all
my organs. Just like I actually made a short about this, and you guys would know how many bananas you could eat in a day if you watch my short. But you know,
how many?
Then how many are there, Dana?
I don't remember. That was a long time ago.
How many bananas can you eat?
How many bananas can I fit in my... Dude, I love how Anna wanted to go get frozen yogurt, and we didn't let her, so she's just been dancing with her cat the whole time.
Anna, you can go get frozen yogurt. You're allowed to go.
No, wait. Say something about Rumble Week. Was it fun?
No.
Okay.
Wait, Anna. Who's your favorite Rumble Pack Week member?
Like the entire week, like who won
was,
the week?
Everybody
who
won
Johnny
the week.
Johnny
Who's
made everyone
favorite?
Carne asada, bro.
Yeah, the Johnny
true.
Johnny's food
true,
was
true.
Very good.
Dude, he just farted in my
good.
Face.
Okay, go get your frozen yogurt now.
You don't understand. You guys don't understand how stinky this cat is. This is the smelliest.
Stinky
he just
guy?
Farts in your face.
But he's so
you know
pretty.
He,
fan artists,
so
get
pretty.
On that, all right?
No.
What?
And what he'll do is he'll crawl on my chest and he'll like dig his paws into my chest, make himself comfortable, and then he'll start kneading into my neck with his claws.
Mm.
Well, that sounds like a fun experience. Guys, my
that
favorite part of Rumble Week,
you.
Personally, this is my favorite part of Rumble Week, the Meta Knight ball.
The shops.
The what?
All right. It's the Meta Knight ball little plush, right? This guy always lands on his feet.
Okay.
Dude, you know,
a part I enjoyed, like, genuinely, was getting Dano on Attack on Titan. That was so fun. We watched eight episodes. We watched eight episodes instead of recording a podcast. Mm. We could have had an extra.
To the detriment of the content. To the detriment of the content.
To be fair, didn't matter. All the podcast audio got screwed anyway. So
that's
you know
true.
What? I see this as a net positive, all right?
It mattered Attack on Titan's going to help me with Tune Surf. Until midnight, and Anna wanted to go to sleep.
Wee. That's all I'm hearing. Listen.
I like Listen. Abusing women, and then people on Twitter call me out on it, so we have to make a feminist episode, and that's just more work for the woman.
Dana,
I got nothing.
Dana, what do you have to say for yourself?
I got nothing. No witty response.
Well,
no, but Dana, well, how what did you think of AOT? Like,
I really liked it. I really liked
have
it.
Have you kept watching it yet, it.
Dude? Did I tell you? No, not yet.
Dude, I kept like, watching.
Dude, yeah, I finished it. I finished it for the second time after that. So
it's so good.
I'm about to die. I'm gonna leave. Bye.
Bye,
Bye
Dana.
I was waiting. I think we were all waiting for Dano to make like a sexist remark after Anna left, and it was just
silent. Wait, that silence might be proof that he is learning.
Let's go.
Let's go.
I genuinely was Wait. Like, I had, I was like, I was thinking of a witty remark for a couple seconds, and then I was like, you know what? No, I'm not going to talk about her behind her back. I bullied
you're
her enough during
that.
Rumble Week.
Yeah.
I am above that now.
It's
because,
wait, you're 21 now.
Oh, yeah.
He's an adult.
I got
He's
older.
An adult.
This is the first episode where I am older, dude. I can drink now. Wait a minute. I'm going to go
drink.
Get alcohol.
No, yes. Yes.
No way.
I think Dano needs to experience ego death.
Wait, when do we need to?
Out of camera.
Now we can actually do ego death. The drinking episode, like, for real.
He needs to, like, go to Canada and get shrooms so he can fix him.
See, you got the hookup? You got the plug?
Mario.
Mario. There it is.
Mario. Xenoblade 3. Dude, I love every time Dano leaves, it becomes so much more peaceful in this podcast.
Yeah. I know.
It becomes a podcast.
Guys, should we have a vote every week for one member
like
to get kicked off of the podcast?
Every 10 minutes, Dano, every 10 minutes, Dano has to go in a cage and he can't talk.
You know, that's where he's moving to. His new apartment is a cage that we dangle him from over lava.
That sounds
hot. Bowser's Castle.
That'd be good, like, streamer like, lights.
It's Craig's house, dude. It's a room in Craig's house.
True. Craig, the
Rumble.
Now real person, actually. Real,
Craig
actual,
Rumble's,
real individual.
He's cracking the whip, dude. He is on us now.
We should consider Craig as a real person from now on and keep it, like, canon.
Yes.
This is
I agree.
This is the last time we're not, like, what's it called again? Like, out of character. Like, we're going to be in character.
Out of character. But from this, yeah. From this point on, in character.
How many times have I said, you know what? All of you know that I have Bluetooth headphones and can hear what you guys talk about me when I'm gone.
Yeah.
Anyway,
we want you to know.
Can I have some of
this? No. That's so funny.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Have some, Johnny?
Take Johnny on it.
Hell no.
Wait, you're gonna have a shot of that?
No, dude. Oh.
Such an idiot.
Careful.
He put water in it. He's put water in it. There's no way.
This is Gatorade.
That look like water? It's fizzing. There's bubbles in there.
Okay. We're on Discord, dude. It's I can't really see.
Midlife crisis, dude.
But Dano, stop.
Dano.
Did you actually drink
Dano.
That?
Dano, stop, yes. Dude. You're just...
Dano, this
oh,
is not good.
I can't
this...
drink on my medication.
Hell! Yeah.
Oh,
hell.
Okay, Anna, I know we love you. Please put a drink responsibly, like, over Dano's face while he's doing
cover,
that.
Cover the bottle with a Diet Coke can. That would be kind of funny.
No, don't track that. Don't listen to Pear.
I'll
a few to right
I'll
there
do that.
To Pear.
Wait, send me that clip. I'll do it.
I gotta text my... Hold on.
Important idea to do. We should do a drinking episode 100% on Discord.
Yes.
I have to... Okay, yes. I'm gonna text my brother that if like he hears
I'm
me
writing
like,
it down
go silent or something that he has to take me to the hospital because that's actually not good that I just drank that. I
Dude, you're gonna be fine.
Completely forgot that.
How many shots did you just take?
No, I drank like a good like
this much of the bottle just now.
Really?
That's like seven, eight shots.
Dano.
Dano, that's not okay. That's not okay. That genuinely, that's Dano, not okay. Dano,
it's not okay. Dano, got,
wait, 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 wait. I gotta fix. Dano, go eat the banana right now. Go eat the banana right now.
No, go, throw it up. You can't eat a banana with stuff that, with something that's carbonated. You'll throw up.
Exactly.
I think that's the method. Oh. That's the point.
Oh, yes. I get it.
Do you know what's crazy? Dana, that's like considered a talent, dude. I don't know how you just drank that and like had no reaction. I don't believe it. You're trolling.
Toon turf.
That was that's,
dude, this is like, that's actually this is insane, like dude. Tattoos, bro.
Dude, can we bring that up? God. Wait, have we talked about that?
Yes. Like, we need to bring that up.
I don't want to say this for public. Like, I don't want to have this on the public record, but my butt.
This podcast is supported by The Real Real. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The Real Real.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The Real Real? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell. Fast. To our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The Real Real than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The Real Real. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
His name is Bano Bal. Has been drinking right. For a couple, at least a couple years now, all right? So, I mean, if I were him, I could imagine.
Okay.
No, anyway, my guy.
Toon turf.
Uh-oh.
Nope. It's activating.
Uh-oh. I can't wait for the
toon turf. All right, what are we talking about? Just, tattoos?
This has yeah, become us tattoos. Just watching Dano as, like, chaos unfolds for him.
Do you guys want the full story of how,
I'm dying how that the bit happened?
You know, like your tattoos yeah. And how your goal was to only troll Bundun.
Yeah. So here's how it was, right? I think me and Bam were talking one day. And I don't know, like the idea just sparked in my mind. So Bam was in on it the entire time.
Yeah.
So I'm like, dude, it would be like really funny if I was like fully tatted up for when we're in person. Right? So I go to this spot and they sell like temporary semi-permanent tattoos of sorts.
Are they called like Hennis? Is that what they're called?
No, it was I actually forget the name, but it you know, you put it on kind of just like a temporary tattoo and then, you know, it takes a few days to develop, right?
You put hot water on and it like it just goes on top of you.
It was just like you wipe off the skin, you put the like sticker on, you hold it there for a while, you keep it there for like an hour, and then just make sure it doesn't get like wet for the next like 6 or 8 hours, and then it'll be good. I pack them up. They arrive the day before. I was worried they weren't gonna actually arrive, get shipped before my flight. But thankfully, I think the day before they actually came in. So I was like, oh my god, because the shipping like estimated date said like the 18th. I'm like, oh my god, there goes like $200. But they ended up coming in. You know, shoved them in the suitcase, and then. On the merry way, first day of VidCon, you know, also Disney, right? I didn't have them on at that point in time.
Right?
I don't know if you guys remember. I didn't have them on. I think second day of VidCon or the first day of VidCon, DJ Cinemunch, Jellybean, Smokey Bee, and we all went back at like the very, very, like pretty late at night, back to my hotel. Disney I'm like, circus. Guys, there was extras. There was extra tattoos. So I'm like, hey guys. So we all got matching ones, and that's when I got the Xenoblade aww. One on my arm here, which was still the longest one. I still see it kind of like very, very, very faintly right now. So there was that one. And then the day afterwards, after the, I guess, second day, third day of VidCon, right? I wasn't there for the whole day. So I'm like, screw it. Got all of the ones on my back done. I was just like laying flat playing Mario Kart in the hotel for like 3 hours because I wanted to make sure they were on good. And then on the third day, I'm like, ah, screw it. There's some left over. That was the Ouroboros snake and then whatever moon one I had on my right arm here.
Dude, there's a universe like, where another C-Dot actually got real tattoos in this moment. It was just lying there playing like the new Mario Kart, getting someone actually tattooing his back, dude.
Yeah. If I were to get an actual tattoo, it'd 100% be that one right there. Maybe not like right there, maybe here. I don't know. But case in point, then it's time for. Okay, when was the next? Then there was obviously like Rumble Week. We got there first day. Nothing. I don't know when you guys start to notice it.
Was it day one?
It was when we were in the pool. I was like,
yeah. When we all went in the pool, and I take up the stream, then boom, and I was like, everyone's like, what's going on? Right.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, how did it get to the point? Because this is where I'm involved in this story, but I'm not in this story yet. There's a point where you guys all know the bit, but I don't.
Do you want to know when that was?
Yeah. So, like I want to know.
So I wasn't in it, I realized it was Xenoblade 3, and that's like when I was like, oh, okay, I understand.
First day, some folks were still under the guise. Right, some folks were still under the guise, right? And obviously, you were the main one questioning it at that point. But then the second day rolled around. Did we go to Universal on the second day? We went to Universal on the second day, right?
I think so.
So when we all went to Universal, that's when I knew, Bundan, that's when I knew you'd be away from everyone for periods of time. I'm like, now here's my chance, right? So anytime you were on a ride, I'd go up to like one person. I'm like, yeah, these are totally fake, by the way. I mean, they're totally real. And then you guys go, yep, got it.
You told me, you're like, Johnny, the tattoos are fake. And I'm like, no, they're real. They're real. And you're like, yeah, they're real. Yeah.
You don't understand, I think by the end of Universal, everyone knew except you.
Bro, like seeing C-Dot in his like swimmers tatted up, like my brain is doing all these maths. Like you don't understand. I'm like, C-Dot would never do that. But it's there. And then it's like, it's Xenoblade 3, that's ridiculous, who would get that? But it's C-Dot.
Yeah.
C-Dot might do that. So I'm like, that's going through my head, like it completely got me, dude.
Dude, it was funny, because like, the way that it was revealed to me, like, C-Dot's in the pool, I see like, his shoulder, and I'm like, oh my god, C-Dot, you have tattoos? And he's like, he turns, he's like, yeah, I have tattoos. And then he turns fully around, his back is fully tatted. And I'm like, what? Like,
I remember all of us like let out like a choir of like, what?
Because like, he had been in the pool. Like, we were interacting with him in the pool. And like, there's just this moment where it's like, it's real. Like, it's fully real that C-Dot is completely tatted up for like a good minute. I'm in my brain like this.
What?
He has like tribal tats on his back, and I'm like, there's no way, there's no universe that C-Dot Mario Kart Com is over here.
Dude, it's like you guys know that
Did one Game Boy Advance
of
C-Dot's tats?
It's lost media.
I don't think it's lost media.
Dang, man. Would have loved to flash that.
Guys, if you want a picture of them, look up C.com shirtless right now on Google. and then artists,
oh, hell no.
Draw what you think it would be, and then tag it as C.com shirtless on Google.
I looked up like, C.com shirtless, and the first thing that comes up is a video of at Bambeo needs Yaoi now.
I'm sorry.
This is awesome.
I looked up Royal Pair R34 and Royal Pair R34 popped up. So
that's
I'm proud of you.
Wait, do we have some now?
I don't know. Let me check.
Before we continue down, can we get a health check? How you feeling, man?
I'm fine.
Okay?
I threw up. I threw it up.
Okay.
I had to change my shirt.
Okay, good.
I got my shirt all messed up. Woo! I'm good now.
All right, thank God.
My mouth's still. It tastes like a mixture of alcohol and throw up, and I can imagine that
I'm not surprised.
Do you want to get a Pizza Hut?
Really?
Actually, yes, I would love Pizza Hut right now.
Okay. I reckon you should eat something.
Johnny, how expensive was this? Can I throw it out? It says ask Johnny. So do you want me to? I'll hold on to it for the next time you're here. Don't worry.
I can just keep the bottle.
You can
check
it out, dude. Who cares?
Yeah,
say that's merch. I'll sell it to somebody and be like, look, this is the first alcohol bottle that I drank out of on Rumble Pack.
That's Johnny Ray.
It's the bottle that Dano almost lost to. You almost lost to that.
Ugh, I can't believe I forgot that I wasn't supposed to take it on my meds. I literally asked
Dano,
I asked my psychiatrist. I was like, can I drink with this? And he says, you can drink with these pills. Do not drink with these pills or something very bad will happen.
What? You're going to like grow a tail or something, man.
He said that I would turn into like a blue like rabbit monkey demon. Yeah, and my voice would get super high pitched.
Whoa.
Speaking of something,
Woody Freaky
bad,
was actually Dano from the future.
Speaking of something very bad, let's talk about Bundun's Smash Brothers addiction. Because
oh my goodness gracious. Alright, dude.
Before we even start this, you guys gotta know is I'm old. I'm 28. I played the GameCube Super Smash Brothers Melee, and that's my ride or die, okay? And the game is very different to the Switch 2017 release or whenever it came out.
Who beat you in two matches, Bundun? I can't remember. Do you remember?
A Royal Pair.
Oh, yeah.
Peak.
Yeah, sure. All
right. Peak. This is peak gaming right here, guys. This is what you need to know.
Melee is peak. Daddy, we're bringing a GameCube to next week.
You can tell them. It's okay. You can say it, man. I know you want to.
I bent Bundun over backwards in front of God and his family and his girlfriend and everyone in Rumble Week, and I railed that son of a...
Dude, that's when King K. Rool actually backshotting me in one of my favorite franchises. Hurt, dude.
Like, I think the funniest part wasn't that, you know, Bundun was losing to Dano, because it's Smash Ultimate. He's, I don't know, that doesn't count. But every single time we would be playing on like the main, you guys see Rumble Week, the main TV. That's where my Switch 2 was hooked up, right? We would just be playing Smash Bros, you know, going back and forth, running 1v1s, and then we're like, okay, that was a good game to end off of. And then Bundun's like, but one more though.
Dude, Bundun like challenged me like
rivals with him at 3 in the morning.
Bundun challenged me like 10 times in a row, bro. Like, you guys don't understand. He would not take no for an answer, bro.
Dude, you guys gotta play rivals with him. That's what Bundun does. He's like, no. We can't end. No, that. He's like, first it's we can't end on a loss, but then when we get a win, he's like, no, that one went too well. We have to do like just like a little bit of a win. We gotta get like the perfect.
Get the excitement, the climactic finish.
Before you know it, you played like 8 games of Rivals more than you wanted to.
Dude, the
it's
one
gotta be no. It has to be like a Disney Channel original movie.
Was it against
Hair
or was it against Hacked? You were playing Falco, and that downer was crazy though.
It was a good downer. Mm. Yeah.
Dude, so me and Pep played like probably 30 1v1s. We probably played 30 1v1s. I spiked him and beat him in like one of those 30. And it was like the best moment ever for me. And I never shut up about it. And like, I feel like it started getting to you, Pep. Like that.
Because like, bro, I won 29 times and you're just talking about this down air.
The down air was crazy though. Like, you can't lie.
It was crazy.
It was sick, dude. It felt amazing. I remember
I got a handful of those games on record. I have footage of Bundun in the trenches on my camera.
Do you have the one where I won twice? Do you have those two where I won, Bam?
I don't know. I think it was just against Pear.
Dude, you know what
sure
I just forgot?
I'm gonna kill myself and it's your fault.
Dude, you know what we have recorded? Us going crazy in
the Star Wars
yes.
ride.
Oh,
yeah. Right.
That's right.
We recorded that.
And Pear, go on that story for a bit.
That's going to be good.
Dude. Okay, so that's Disney World. Or Disneyland, sorry. Mm. Keep in mind, okay, I'm a huge Disney World fan. I've been to Disney World like 3-4 times. So like, but I've never been on Rise of the Resistance, which is like the newest ride. And Hacked, we go into the park. He's like, dude, this is the best ride in the park. And I'm like, dude, there's no way. So we go to Star Wars and we ride the ride. And, dude, it's crazy because you – like part of the ride is walking to like a place.
Mm-hmm.
It's really cool. You're really immersed. But, yeah, that ride is like –
dude,
that ride is
peak. The worst part is like we were all being so goofy and stupid. And, like, there's this, like, Empire guy going, like, you need to stand here at this cell block. And I'm like, dude, I voted for Palpatine.
Bundun didn't know what the color blue was.
Great decision.
And then Bam and Bundun walking to the end.
Yeah. You guys didn't know what the color blue was.
Bam and Bundun just walking off, and the guard is like, all right, get back here. And Bundun's like, I And then Bam just goes off after him. Like, dude, we told Bunnun to come back, and then Bam starts walking off. It was like, I don't know. We were like toddlers or something.
Are we talking about this? Are we talking about the same Star Wars ride? I'm thinking of the one where it was like role playing the game.
Oh, that was another one.
That was different. Right. That one was hyped.
Yeah, okay. It's like a shooting game. We asked him for. We asked the guy for Wookiee mode. He's like, yeah, fuck you.
Pretty much.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, all of his. And then all of our. He's like an OP, old character. And we just got. And then all of our.
I mean, but we thought it was very excited because I thought we almost activated the mode.
No, it made.
And then like it booted up, and you heard like, yeah, you heard Chewbacca go like, and I'm like, whoa, you know.
And I love that like all of our partners didn't come with us to that. They were like, we want to go do something else, and then all of us were like, we want to go ride freaking Star Wars.
Dude, that's boys' night. That's boys' night.
Yeah, we did.
Anyway, we didn't kill each other. For anybody out there who was wondering if we would be dead by the end of Rumble Week, everybody was pretty close to killing me. I think I had a couple shots fired at me, but I didn't quite get
JFK. I brought my real gun, and I shot Dano in the femur. Yeah.
Remember Short Wars? It was like that.
I punched Dano.
I mean, listen, I fought Clone Riggy, and the boss Short Wars. All right, no gun can kill me.
I think the funniest thing, that happened all Rumble or like all the time that we were in California, the first night, we're playing Secret Hit. And Pear goes, "Don't worry, I've fought in the Shorts Wars," and it was the funniest thing I've ever heard. I'm a veteran. Oh, I fought in the.
Pear gets the purple YouTube logo.
Did I fought in the Shorts Wars, bro?
I feel like that moment when Pear said that line, not only was it funny, I think that was when I realized, oh, we're all together. I don't know why. It was that moment when I was like, okay,
yeah,
like this is us together now. I don't know. It was just so funny.
I hope Joe gets his visa next year.
I think all of us
miss you guys.
I think all of us act the same.
I don't miss living with you guys.
True. I think all of us act the same. Like, none of us have like a fake persona, dude. Like, it's so sick.
Wait, did you
persona?
I think Bundun's the exact same, but I think the rest of us were slightly no. Bundun and Bam are the exact same, and I think the rest of us were slightly more quieter in real life, just a little bit.
I only say necessary words.
I think Tano needs to kill himself.
Except for me, yeah. Except for me, I was an asshole all week.
Oh my god, that one really got bunned on. I don't know what's going on.
Can we just get a quota that you guys have to say like two nice things about me each week? Nah. Can we like put that down?
I think you gotta earn it.
I say nice things.
Yeah, you do have to earn it.
Can I say, I hate that shirt on you. I absolutely hate that shirt on you, dude.
Yeah, I was gonna say, like,
why are you so mean, bro?
Dano had to switch shirts. Dano, wait, say something about stocks and investments.
Yeah, you need to go put like an Angry Birds shirt on.
The S&P 500 is down 5%.
Listen, the Riggy Hedge Fund is doing great, but I will say that we need a couple more weeks just to go over our portfolios one more time, all right? I think that if we can improve on this one, I think we should double down on this and then sort of move our attention onto the other assets of the firm, okay?
Okay.
I'm scared of finance.
What does this mean for Rumble Pack LLC?
Unfortunately, we will be closing that branch down and replacing it with Rumble Fans. It's going to be an exclusive exclusive account be able to find. Yes. I think, listen, there's been a lot of drama around a particular website called OnlyFans for the past couple weeks, and I think we could make a pretty good competitor. I mean, Rumble already sounds a little sexual in nature in itself.
There's been OnlyFans drama?
There has been OnlyFans drama.
Wait, there has been?
I don't.
Has been hotel.
Why do you guys believe me?
Wait.
Why do you believe me? You guys just don't doubt anything from me.
Okay, you say something about OnlyFans, and none of us are tapped into OnlyFans. So
yeah,
like,
yeah.
I guess no, Dano's just on freak.
I guess Dano is.
I believe it.
You guys just believe me all the time. You think instantly. That I just took like a whole there's Sprite in here. You guys just go with shit. Why do you believe that I'll just do things?
I for one was worried about health, man.
Yes, there's Sprite in here. Are you kidding me?
Then why did you throw up?
It's not actually like Sprite. It is alcohol. But I'm convincing for the fans that it is Sprite. All right, listen, there's Sprite in here.
Okay, Sprite in there, yes.
Guys, I feel like my fans are going to be weirded out by the fact that I was able to just come on a podcast and take a whole swig of alcohol. I feel like I'm going to like break some people's hearts. And then put a business fine!
Get down to business. Get down to brass tasks.
Dude, Dano, as someone who is a business major in college, you would be like the dude sitting next to me in class, but like you would be the one paying attention.
Sorry, Dano's camera is on freak mode right now.
Dano's camera's on Michael's
guard. Dude, wait, why on the right? Look on the right side of the frame. Is that why is there like two Jack Skellingtons, but like one's like zonk?
he wakes up to a jump scare every morning. That's like his coffee replacement.
Dude, he turns to the right.
Dude, imagine. Yes, the tech. Imagine your bed like shoots like a FNAF jump scare at you when you wake up.
FNAF 2 Foxy.
Yeah, you get a Foxy every morning. Would that like make you immune? Would you start to sleep through it?
You would definitely get used to that after like the third time or something.
You have to like punch him to like make him go back to turn it off.
Yeah. You gotta get like an electroshock bracelet or something. But who would do that?
Yeah, and then like maybe a belt.
Who would do?
I don't know who'd do that.
Adult too.
Johnny, how far in to Donkey Kong are you? Completely unrelated. What sub level?
Like, the trash one.
The trash one. Oh, you're pretty far.
Mm-hmm. I think I just went to the one under that. I just started the Rhino one.
That's the goat. Donkey Kong is such a good game. Honestly, Johnny, like the finale of that game, best finale in a Mario 3D platformer. Mm. It's so good. I'm very, very much excited for it.
Yeah, wait. His camera's trying to dox his files right now.
What's on his files?
OneDrive, users.
Tune tough right now.
Riggy.
Oh, it's just desktop.
Man, I lost my Hawaiian luau hat.
Does it say tipping or flipping?
It's flipping money? The last word. I think the last word is sucks. So something sucks. Yeah. Who's sucking?
I think it's money. I think that's money in the middle. I think that says money.
Oh, is that Dano's finance folder?
Is that tipping money sucks? Is Dano anti-tipping culture?
Dano is not a big fan of tipping culture.
That's great.
I figured this out.
I lost my my luau hat. Do you guys remember like the relaxing one that had the flowers on it? Anyway,
what a shame.
It's my short. Here. My short in the next 2 days, or maybe tomorrow's short is talking about like America tipping sucks, and then I talk about like Pears rule.
Pears what?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
The thing that you said, like, that we should only have to tip, or if you're standing up, then you're not going to.
Bro, don't get me canceled. Yeah, but that is my rule. So, guys, my rule is, I think it's fair.
I'm not getting you canceled. No. Buddy Pear came up with a great idea.
Let me explain. So, guys, I only tip, or I think it's only fair that I tip if I order sitting down. So I don't tip at like ice cream or Subway, you know. I think that's stupid. But if there's a waiter, I'm obviously gonna tip.
Exactly. I agree, unless they're really busy. I think if you go to Chipotle and there's a line of 80 people, the person behind the counter looks 1 inch from a bullet, like. I'll throw like $5 in the cup.
I reckon you
would bring that.
That's what I was gonna have you. Here, I was gonna have you review it after the podcast anyway. I was gonna.
No, dude, post it without my. No, like actually post it. I want to see how it does.
Speaking of after the podcast, I gotta skedaddle because I gotta go play more Donkey Kong. So I'll see you folks around.
Fun. Good luck.
Right, see you folks around.
Bye, Cedar.
Banana.
Bye, banana.
Banana.
Okay. Speaking of games,
we'll open his stream and we shout him. All right.
True.
Okay, speaking of games,
man, Anna sucks.
Can I
that was delayed.
Can I talk about like Deltarune? No spoilers, by the way. Can I talk about Deltarune for a second though? No spoilers.
Please, are we done
debriefing? Right after a beer.
Yeah, I think we've done
a deer.
How about this? I got a good thing to do. Why don't we do top five Rumble Week moments? We don't have to go through them in detail. Let's just like list them, and if we haven't explained it, maybe like a couple sentences on them. Top five moments.
All right. So top number one.
Okay.
I kissed Bam.
Okay.
Yeah, it happens.
I just like meeting, dude. I think just meeting everyone in person is just like, it was so fun. Like, honestly, like.
And also, number one, when I kiss Bam.
This is kind of hot take, but like, I feel like the first day of just chilling at Dano's house was one of the most fun days.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, that's true.
And then when I kiss Bam, too.
I think Dano running and smacking his head on the TV outside.
I'm gonna be so upset.
Pretty good.
Dude,
is that episode actually gonna get scrapped because of audio issues?
I think audio wasn't recorded. That's the thing. Okay. Like we have just there's just
okay. Then I'm clipping
audio.
That and posting
that's
it on Twitter.
Wait, no, is
saying,
that the con episode?
No.
The what? No. I think we have one, right.
Con
I'm
was up
sure
there.
We have that one.
Con is number five.
That actually Conba? True.
That might be the hardest I've laughed. Honestly, I don't know why.
It was so stupid.
Cooking burgers with Pear and then Dano getting angry was like up there for me.
Yeah,
Dano like running, opening the car door to run to cook burgers faster, and we beat him there anyway.
You have freaking nipples.
Yo,
I think I have Conba.
Hold on, I think I don't.
If you lost Conba, you're actually getting cut from the podcast.
Wasn't Conba Bundun's to take back? Is that not a thing?
No, I would lose it. I don't want it. It's actually too sacred.
That's fair.
We need to grade it. We need to grade it with PSA.
Yeah, send it to PSA.
Dude, I think Craig Rumble needs to put that in like a safe. You know how like deposit box? Yeah. Mm. There's been a meme where it's like, all right, TF2 will get the heavy update when someone steals the Valve at Valve. That'll be like.
Dude, We'll release Rumble Pack 2.
We'll release the Shorts Worst Bad Ending if someone steals the Conba.
No, it'd be season 4 starts when that happens.
Did someone actually steal
it? Shorts Worst 2. I remember hearing something about that. Like the Valve at Valve. I remember something about that.
Well, there's a big like ornamental valve at Valve. Because they're named after
company that owns Steam.
Johnny, you can't say
for
that.
People who don't know.
Mm.
Johnny,
Valve
we don't
made
call
Steam
on that anymore.
Crazy that happened.
And Portal and Half-Life.
Johnny, we don't call Bund on that anymore. That's not okay to say.
What?
Huh?
What? A Valve? Huh? Fuck you, Dano.
Well said.
Wait, Dano,
ornamental.
Put the
All right. So stupid.
Put the camera on Mario. I want to see him. I want to look at him more.
Is that your YouTube studio? What did you get out of 10?
Oh wait, yeah. Let's get a look at that.
You see your finances.
Zoom in on that. Enhance.
I got a 4 today, but it's okay. That's a high four.
That's good.
It's a high four.
I've been crushing it this last week. I have like 6.5 mil for my 2-day. I'm climbing right now.
My graph is. You say 6.5 mil for your 2-day, Johnny?
Mm-hmm. Pat's
so
up, dude.
I'm sorry.
Pat, put him in that place, dude.
Let's fucking go.
Yeah,
Pat,
put him in that place, dude.
What's yours right now? Pear, what's your right now?
I'm not gonna do that. Dude,
put him in that place, Pear. I know Pear. It's fucked up.
Wait,
no. Wait, hold on. Pear's is more than mine. Pear's is more than mine.
I'll put it on screen.
Dude. Bez is fucking insane.
Dude, it's because, like, Squid Game and, like, I've just been kind of farming, bro.
Squid Game.
Is this going to be eight figures?
Okay, keep in mind.
Oh, hell no.
It was actually higher.
Yeah, it's...
Okay.
Well, f*** you, dude.
Oh, my God.
20 million people have seen Green Dinosaur Man in 2 days.
Green Dinosaur Man. What's crazy is Bundun is still making more money than me this month.
I'm locking in long forms, though. Dude, I'm going 2 long forms a week. That's my goal. Keep me accountable for that. 2 long forms a week.
By the time this comes out, I should be doing a long form every day, or like almost every day.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Mm-hmm. Let's go.
Pear, this is your fault. All right.
Dan, I hope you know this. You're still gonna become a millionaire before everyone just because of Toon Turtle.
Yeah, it's
and you know it. You know it.
The bomb. We gotta record the voice lines. Dude, can you just drop your? Let's go, bro. Just drop Toon Turf, man.
Like, just lock in.
Yeah.
I'm, like, sick of it, dude. I'm sick of it.
Yeah.
Put that business back on and lock in.
I've been doing pretty good. I'm not even kidding.
Drop Riggy coin.
I've been doing pretty good. I've been doing pretty good in the last couple weeks with the drugs and everything. I'm not even kidding. Like, after Rumble Week, I don't know what the hell it was, but, like, when I got back from Rumble Week, I was like, dude, I don't know what my thought process was, but it really was, like, I don't know. So being surrounded by you guys, something about just, like, being in your presence and how, I don't know.
We're real friends.
I can't explain it. No, it was weird, but I
felt it as well, Dana. I literally, I came back to Australia, I touched down, and I'm like, I'm ready, dude. Like, yeah. It was just, like, everything, like, set. When I got back home, I'm like, all right, let's do it.
Yeah, we can't put this in the podcast, but
we can't put that in. We had to cut that. But everybody look in podcast recording right now. Anna, you can throw this in. Here
Wait. Johnny, can you stream it to us? Because I want to react with everyone together.
Yeah, true. Dude, I'm so excited for Limp Night. I'm not even kidding. I'm so excited. I'm not even... Okay, so next week, I'm going to like... I think in the next week or two, I'm going to announce that I'm going on a break from streaming. But I do not care. Whenever you drop Limp Night, I am throwing that break out the window.
No, it's going to be a while.
I'm also streaming this.
Can we make videos on it?
Yeah, please. We haven't dropped the trailer yet. By the time this goes out, hopefully we have. I talked about it. We were supposed to drop the trailer at the beginning of July. It's the end of July, and we still haven't. So I'm getting tune turfed right now.
That's just what happens.
Happens to the best of us.
Because my developer is insane and is working on like 3 full-time game projects. So we just got somebody else on to help. It's just a bunch of stuff, but here is the title screen right now, as it is for Limp Night.
Oh my god.
That is so fire.
Dude, look at the arrow in his knee.
Dude, I love it. In that voice, Johnny, can you have an Easter egg that goes, YouTube?
Dude, YouTube!
Yeah, this is so sick!
Wait, dude, you know what you should add? You need to add a bunch of stuff that you can, like little things you can fidget with on the main menu. Like, you click them and something happens. Like, it does a voice line.
Well, we have a lot of that's going to be reserved for, in the game, you collect walking sticks. So we're going to have a bunch of different walking sticks that, like, all have some random stupid thing attached to it. Like, one of them is, like, I don't know if we'll put this in the game or not, but we want to have it be, like, a sniper, and you can, like, quickscope. Like, each limp is a quickscope.
Bro, if you get, like, Modern Warfare 2, like, physics on that, that's going to be so peak.
I think my developer will kill me if we put that in, but...
Johnny, I'm actually just sitting here dumbfounded and amazed. It's so hype. It is just so hype. Peak.
I
can't wait to stream it, and I'm going to title my stream, The Developer of This Game Crack My Toilet Seat.
That did happen. I did do that fully. You guys don't know about this. It was like later at night. I go to the bathroom downstairs, and I'm sitting on Dano's toilet, and I just hear like a boom, and I'm like, uh-oh. And I look down, and I see there's just, like, the seat fully cracked and fell. And I'm like, I'm going to assume that was already cracked, and the sound I heard was just it falling.
Dude, I had the exact same experience when I hit that parked car. I was like, wait, that dent was there before me, right? No. Johnny, listen, that toilet seat is like decades old, all right? It was going to happen eventually, but I thought for sure that it just slammed down. I didn't know it jump scared, like Foxy jump scared you in the middle of the night.
I was sitting and it just went.
Oh, dude, did that like scar your ass or something? Do I have a mark on like Bundun and Johnny Razor's now?
What?
My strong. It's
it tanked it.
What?
That's great. You better put my toilet lid in.
Question,
right,
Johnny.
Now. I'm gonna be insulted if it's not a collectible.
Correct. Question. Is there Limp Night lore?
There is.
Does Limp Night have a name? You don't have to reveal it. That's just my question.
Limp Night does have a name. I forget what it is off the top of my head.
That's okay. Keeping it mysterious.
But your goal is to get home to your wife, who may or may not be cheating on you.
Sweet Tabitha.
Dude, that's fucking horrifying that she's cheating on you.
Oh yeah, and Mr. Beast is in the game.
W.
Mr. Beast!
Legally distinct from Mr. Beast, Mr. Priest is in the game.
Oh my gosh. I'm so excited, Johnny. Dude, this game is going to be so freaking fire. I just saw the title, and it looks like one of those just like... Man, it looked... Okay, for context, for the past like couple weeks, I've been listening to just like internet like essays about like mouthwashing and a bunch of those different games. It looks like one of those videos that I would love to just like get into the fandom of and listen to a 4-hour video talking about it.
Please,
oh my gosh,
somebody
I can't
make
wait.
A 4-hour video essay about Limp Night, please.
Both Johnny and I are begging so that way I can listen to it when I work.
I want to see what other people's interpretation of the lore is too.
Yeah.
Because there's twists, there's turns. I won't reveal anything. But there's
how long
a lot
does it take
to
beat, roughly? What's the play time?
I don't know yet because we're still like mapping everything out. The goal is like 1 to 3 hours, give or take. Like pretty short, linear, whatever. But if
little,
you want to like collect
stream
all the
game.
That's
yeah,
great.
If you want to collect all the things, it's like
that perfect game for stream time.
Is it a rage game?
A little. Because you can. So, basically, let me see if I can find footage of this real quick. You can drop the stick. Let me see if I can find it. You basically like move a bar to see how far you limp, and if you go over that bar, you drop the stick and you have to pick it up.
I'm actually so hyped.
Here we go.
The game's lore. Does Limp Night have anything to do with Limp? Is there any reference there? Is there any crossover?
You know, we've thought about that, and we've talked to our guys, they've talked to your guys, and we're not doing that.
Unlucky.
I'm not playing this anymore. No, I can't wait, dude. Seriously.
But this is...
Gameplay?
This is, like, some test footage that we did, like, a while ago. If it goes over that bar... If it goes over the bar, you lose it.
And then you have to slowly walk back to pick up stick?
Well, then you use the force. I don't know if it'll show it in this one. Yeah.
Dude, that using the force stuff, you know what? That, like, immediately where my mind goes to?
What?
VR.
Virtual reality, yeah.
Ooh,
that's,
Blade
that's
and
what,
Sorcery.
That's what my mind goes to. It would be a challenge, but you know, I mean,
modders
know,
out
up,
there,
it
Limp
like
Night
thing.
VR. If somebody can make Repo VR in like 2 days, or what was it? Peak VR, Peak VR in like 2 days.
Yeah, I've messaged the guy who made like Repo VR and Lethal Company VR. I'd sadly, no peak VR mod from that guy. I'm so sad about that. But
I thought somebody
else
made a peak VR mod.
That's real.
No, it's like the peak VR mod that exists right now just sticks your like VR thing onto the head of the in-game player. You don't actually like control it with your hands or anything. Unfortunately, it kind of stinks.
Dude, Limp Night that's friend fine. Slop goes pretty hard too.
Right?
Dude, I know.
Yeah.
I wish it was multiplayer. Basically,
maybe in a future update.
We have okay. So the thing right now, our whole like philosophy with the Bad Ideas Studio that we're making, is we want to make like short, quick, fun games that like we put out. It's like a $5 game, and then it's something you can play in an afternoon. You can have fun with it. Like, cause think of like mouthwashing. Mouthwashing is the same where it's like 1 to 2 hour experience. Good, great experience. But it doesn't have to be this super huge, polished, AAA, microtransaction, whatever. If we can keep it to just like a small, like solid experience, then we can have a much more competitive advantage, so to speak. Literally right now, half of my friends from college that like went to game design are like, yeah, I can't find a job in the industry. And I'm like, oh, well, we're starting an indie studio. We can't pay you. But like we have like projects if you want to work on it. And they're like, literally anything for my resume, anything for my portfolio, I'll do it for free. And I'm like, you mean it? which on the record, I am paying people just after this stuff is out. Cause like we'll do like profit sharing and like bonuses based on like what people, how much stuff sells. So like if a game does really good, if like 100,000 people buy the game and it's $5, you could do the math there pretty easily. Our team gets like 500K, which Steam takes a cut, so it's closer to 300. But like still, we get a good chunk of money. I could pay developers.
Get those Limp Night merch in there, dude. Stuff.
Hell yeah.
I want to make...
Yeah, keep making games. That's a good system.
If we make Limp Night plushie, I want to have a magnet in his hand and a magnet in the walking stick.
The stick.
So take it off and like switch sticks. I think that would be so sick.
Mm. Dude, we can make our own sticks.
I think the Steam Marketplace, dude. Limp Night Steam Marketplace... Everyone gets like a 1 cent one. You have like a one in 1 million chance of getting one that's worth $1.
Like... Wow,
that'd be crazy,
dude. But yeah, we that's our first game. We have plans for more. I don't know when releases will be because my developer's still in their master's year. But we're trying to poach as many people as we can from the game development program at my college to then be like, hey, you want to work outside of AAA and make more money probably, but not up front? Because that's what Strange Scaffold does. I don't know if you've played I Am Your Beast, which is great game.
Yes, banger game.
But Strange Scaffold is basically set up where they're like, all right, we have a project specifically like Discord. The YouTuber Noodle has a really good video on this, on like one of their games that got canceled. But basically they just bring people in, go, hey, do you want to work on a game? You'll get paid like obviously like contractors instead of like full-time employees. Then you can have people come in and like cycle through. So you're not like, oh, we have like... 4, 5, 6 people on payroll, we can't afford to pay them. Instead, you can be like, okay, well, we have this project with these people, this project with these people, and then we can pay based on the project, which kind of, like, it makes things lighter, but it also makes sure that people are being like fairly compensated for their work. It's a weird system, and I'm hyped for it. I hope things go well. So please support Limp Night when it comes out. Hopefully within the next few weeks we have a trailer and like a Steam page, everything set up.
Let's go.
Hopefully by the time this is out, we will.
Do you know how much it will cost?
$5.
Oh, dude, that you're insane, dude. Let's go.
Because like it'll be a short game
for a dollar.
It's worth $5, dude. It, like
yeah. Yeah, it's better to sell 1,000 things for $1 than one thing for $1,000 or $500 or whatever it was. Like that saying, yeah, dude, that like the game's gonna sell like wildfire. I can't wait.
Like,
I'm so excited.
Why spend like $60 on a game when there's so many games? There's so many games. Like I'm like, hey, $5, you'll get this much playtime out of it. I think that's fair. Like going to the movies costs you like $15 nowadays. So I don't know.
Speaking of that, can I talk about Deltarune for a second?
Yeah, Deltarune.
Yes.
Deltarune.
So who's played Chapter 4? I'm not going to spoil anything, but
I haven't. I need no spoilers.
Johnny, you
I'm
haven't.
Be doing it soon.
I haven't yet.
Johnny, you got it, bro. It's cinema. I just want to say, Deltarune. I played 1 through 4. I binged it in like 4 days on stream. I think it's one of the best experiences I've had with a game. Like, it's peak in my top 10 games of all time.
Dude,
Persona 5 or Deltarune series?
Persona 5. But like, Deltarune is just
still okay, top 10 games of all time is not a bad
and the thing is like Deltarune's not even done. Dude, it's just it's so fun to talk about Deltarune because like there's so many theories going on and that's what I like. Like I don't know, just a great game. I think everyone should play it. Y'all need to play it. Y'all are going to.
I think Deltarune 2 is such like a great follow up to Undertale, because Undertale is this game that's all about choice. It's all about do you kill everyone? Do you not kill everyone? Whereas Deltarune is more about control rather than choice. Because, like, Susie as a character is basically, like, your little brother playing the game with you. Like, Susie doesn't listen to you. Susie does her own thing, which is so cool. Like, playing Chapter 3, there's, like, this section where you have the game controllers.
No spoilers.
There's a section where you have game controllers, and Susie, like, goes and, like you're like, playing a video game in the video game. And Susie is, like, f***ing around, like, messing around, doing stuff. And, like, you have no control over them. And it's so, like, it's so sick to see this narrative, like, be similar to Undertale in, like, oh, it's, like, about choice. It's about control. But still be its own thing and, like, still have such a different feel. I don't know. I think it's so well done. I need to finish it so far. But from what I've seen... and what I played, it's so good.
I still think Chapter 2 is my favorite, but I just love Deltarune. I just love Deltarune.
That's because you used the music.
No. I just, the queen and everything. I just loved her as a villain.
Of course, you like, it doesn't surprise me, like the queen.
What about you like? Spamton? We are at an hour, guys. That's. Do we end it right here? Do we end it?
Thanks for watching the podcast.
Bye.
Bye.
Play Limp Night. Watch Limp Night now. Play Deltarune.